Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you're joining me for this week's Workout for Older Men podcast. It is the second week of the new year, 2022. What are your plans? This is the year. This is the time to put yourself first. You got to do that. You got to put your fitness first. It's really important forever. It's always been important, but now it's time to really put a high priority in your fitness. You take care of yourself first. You got to do that. I want to talk about that in this podcast. Maybe some of the reasons why we may rationalize, maybe make some excuses why, well, you know, I can't put my fitness first. I'm going to sell you. I'm going to persuade you. I'm going to convince you that now is the time to put yourself first, to put your fitness first. It just makes sense for the people who are counting on you. We're going to talk about that and a lot more in this podcast. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Workouts for Older Men podcast. I am Skip LaCour. So glad you're joining me here for this podcast. Happy New Year. Here we are. It is in the second week of 2022. Hey, normally on these podcasts, I do what is called making them evergreen. And by that, I mean that it doesn't matter when you listen to this podcast. You're going to benefit. You're a little bit older. You got a busy, productive life. And you want to learn more about fitness, about working out, the exercise routines, exercise execution, the right training routine, the right amount of reps, okay? Working out, whatever level you're at right now. The eating strategies, how do you eat to support your working out, building muscle, losing that body fat at this age. And then the distinctions, the strategies, the systems, the way of thinking so that it's sustainable. Sustainable for you, your goals. You can reach those goals, but they're not overdoing like a 25-year-old is willing to go to the gym 6-7 days a week, 2 hours a day. Doesn't really mind if there's a lot of duplication or there is time spent in the gym that isn't necessarily needed. They're willing to do the work. They want to do the work. There's no place they'd rather be. They don't have anything else really that's pulling them away. All right, so they'll err on the side of doing more because they just love the gym. Even if I gave them a 1%, a 2% advantage, that's worth it to them. They love the whole culture. Not that you don't, not that I don't. It's just that we have busy, productive lives now that we're older. We can't take that younger man's approach with less responsibility. If that's you, I mean, I talk to a lot of older men, and they've got plenty of time. Then maybe they're retired from working, or they just prioritize fitness so much. It's their escape. It's their therapy, all right? And they want to spend 6-7 days a week in the gym, and that's fine, too. I mean, you can learn from my experience. I know what that's like. I just can't do that now. And most of the men who are attracted to this message, they want it done. They want to enjoy the process. They want to make it part of their life, not overtake their life. And, you know, that's what this Workouts for Older Men podcast is all about. And again, if you were to look at all of the podcasts, these Workouts for Older Men podcasts that are here on this platform, and I'm all in all of the podcast platforms, most of them I try to make, that evergreen, so it doesn't matter when you listen to them. It doesn't matter if I did the podcast I posted 6 months ago or a year and a half ago. It's information that you need, the basic organizing principles to take your fitness, your thinking, your nutrition, your training, everything to the next level. What I'm going to be doing now, again, we're here at the beginning of 2022. I want to just make this more conversational. I love podcasts. I love the whole podcast format. I've been doing them for, you know, getting close to 20 years now before podcasts were so common, so popular. So I love this format, you know, with social media. And I want you to be on all of my social media platforms. If you're a little bit older and fitness and you like this simple and effective approach, this the proper allocation of your willpower, focus, energy, and time, not because you're a lazy, but because you got other things going on. Then you want to be on all of my social media platforms. You'll find me on Skip LaCour, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all right, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. All the different formats, the information's presented a little bit differently. I'm going to assume that you're a podcast guy. I'm a podcast guy. I love listening to podcasts. So this is one way to present the information. But make sure that you're on all those social media platforms. Make sure you go to skiplacour.com often. Got a whole library of videos and resources there for you, too. But now that we're at the beginning of 2022, I'm making the commitment to come in this format and not be blocked in to making these podcasts so evergreen, right? I want to make them topical. What's going on? So I just said, here we are in the second week of the new year, 2022. So, you know, and again, the reason why I try not to make a podcast that are topical or dated is because I can have great information that everybody should listen to. I want you to listen to it, all right? But it becomes a distraction. Oh, well, that information isn't pertinent anymore. I don't want to take my time listening to this podcast. He did it 6 months ago. So I get all that. That's what I try to avoid. But on these podcasts, I'm going to talk about whatever's going on in the news now. More conversational, more bro-to-bro. So that's my approach. That's my commitment to you here in 2022. I want to make a podcast every single week. And again, so this is a little bit differently than the rest of the podcast here. Again, make sure you look through all those 100 podcasts. They're all are all the organizing principles to training, nutrition, motivation, mindset, all right, that you can – it doesn't matter when I posted it. It's something that you'll benefit from today. All right. So, you know, in this podcast, I want to, you know, this is about a mindset thing, maybe more than strategies, but the mindset is what gets you to put the focus and the effort and the right amount of intensity into whatever it is you do. You can have the greatest strategy in the world. I can line out for you. I do it all the time. But if your mind isn't right, and you know what this is, you're successful with your family, your business, probably teach your kids, and if you have grandkids, this is that, you know, and this is something that I just talk to my young kids about all the time, and I remind, you know, successful men like you when it comes to fitness, because it's the same organizing principle to success, just like it is everywhere in life, is that you got to put, on a scale from 1 to 10, you got to put a 15 out of 10 effort in anything you do, especially if you've never achieved a level of success, and you can't be, too conservative or too cheap with the effort and the enthusiasm and the energy with what you, if you've never actually felt the level of success that you want to experience, you can't intellectually the process, well, let me do with this. It should only take, because you don't know what it should take. So you got to put a 15 out of 10, a 10 out of 10 isn't very good. Right, you got to shoot for that. You're leaving it all on the floor to get the best results from any workout routine, any diet, anything I talk about. But how would you know? How would you know if you're putting the right amount of effort into it? Because it's not going to work. And so, you know, that's an organizing principle. You know what that's like when a lot of people ask you about your success, and they just don't have enough heat. You got to put the heat. You got to get yourself to believe to put enough heat. 15 out of 10 is what you need to do, not just 10 out of 10. A lot of times when we think we're putting everything at 10 out of 10, it's really only a 6 or a 7 out of 10. Sometimes we can see that as we look back. You know, I didn't leave it all on the floor. I didn't give it all. I can look back on anything. And I'm not talking about, you know, my 6-time national champion bodybuilding career or anything else necessarily related to my body. Just everything in life. I can look back and I take responsibility for everything that didn't turn out the way I had planned or I had hoped. I don't look back and say, man, I gave it all. 15 out of 10. There's no other way. I did everything I can. That's just up to the gods or the simulation or whatever. There's nothing else I could have done. I do not believe that. Looking back, I could have given more. Now, I decided not to for a lot of reasons. Sometimes I regret. Maybe I should have. Maybe I need to revisit that. Or, you know, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and I decided that I didn't want to put the effort. But I feel complete control about the amount of effort. And if I did put a 15 ad in, I would have figured it out. And that's the way you have to think about anything I talk about with fitness. And a lot of times that's lacking. 6 or 7 is not going to do. And again, you know that. You know that because you tell the people you lead, again, whether it's your family or it's at the job, you know, the position of owning your business or, you know, management supervisor position. And you know what it's like. A lot of guys don't know that they're only putting a 6 or a 7. They think they're putting a 10. It's only a 6 or a 7. They got to shoot for that 15 out of 10, right, to make any of these strategies work. All right, so that going in. But I want to come to you more often and just talk about conversational things and this passion that you have to kind of fill in the blanks. We'll do this every single week, all right? So in this podcast, I want to talk about you. I know what kind of guy you are. I mean, when you do something, you do it well, you're all in. Right, and maybe you're the type of man, maybe you used to work out, you know, I don't know, maybe like those guys 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Maybe you did that before, maybe you never did that, right? You're the type of man who will do more for other people than yourself, and you take that role on, you take it on joyfully. That's just who you are. All right, the leader of your family, the leader of your business, and that's where you put your willpower, focus, and energy. That's where your focus is gone. And now, by, you know, being here listening to this podcast, you know you need to put more of that focus on your fitness. Well, what's stopping you? What's stopping you? Right? You have to. And if there's one thing that you get out of this podcast, and this is something that you know, you got to put your focus on your fitness, especially now that you're older. I know you're like me. You have friends that are dying, or TV stars. Bob Saget just died, and you know I wasn't a big Family House guy. I think that was a little past our time. I'm going to be 60 years old. You know, this year. But obviously he's been on other TV shows, some, you know, a figure. Oh, yeah, I do remember from, what was it, America's Funniest Videos? He was the host of that, right? So, you know, died at 65. It's not too far away, right? And we see this all the time. Maybe we detach ourselves. You know, more and more of these, you know, celebrities, I mean, man, we start looking at the clock, right? We got to live with that sense of urgency. That's this whole, you know, workouts for older men theme, this call to action, all right? We have to focus on our fitness so we're around. You work so hard this first part of your life, right? You know, okay, I'm done working. My kids are out of the house. I got them well established. Then been taking care of my wife, sacrificing, putting myself second, right? And you don't want to die or not have full functioning you know, capacity of your body now that you're more freed up, right? You got to put your fitness first. Now is the time to focus on you. Sometimes you need to take care of yourself first to properly take care of others. And you know that. And you know that. I'm just bringing that to your attention. This is why you're working out. You got to take care of yourself first. Man, just look in the future 20 years or so from now. You're going to have all your bodily functions? You're going to look good? You're going to feel great? You know, if they did a story on your life, I was thinking about this the other day. If they did a story on your life and they got an actor for you, or, you know, who would play you? And at what stage of your life would they play you? All right, if there was a picture on your obituary, and, you know, let's just say you would die in the next 10 years, all right, what picture do people remember you by? Are you proud of that picture? Do you got the fuller moon face? You're not in shape, you know, type of gut and posture on you now that you're a little bit older because you didn't stay as fit as you should. And you would say, hey, you know, I think back when I was 35, that's a better representation of who I really am in my life. Use that picture. Think about that. We should be in shape now. We should be getting better. And then, you know, we'll never be like we were when we were 25 or 35, but you should be proud and lean and fit and strong and alert the way you look now. Are you keeping that promise of yourself? What picture would you want them to use on your obituary? Is the way you look good? Are you good enough now? Think about that. All right, but you got to focus on yourself first, especially now when it comes to your fitness. When your fitness, you're working out and you're eating. Again, to properly take care of yourself, right? So I guess that we all know that, but I'll tell you, as I coach so many men about, you know, the journey for older men, both inside and outside of the gym, right? I think, you know, I've worked with the masters. You know, if you know who I am, then you know that I've been obsessed with personal development. I work with some of the masters in personal development. And if you're new, I'll probably tell you once, twice, or 100 times, right? But it's so important, the mental, emotional aspect of your life, and just not all about the body, but we can definitely take care of that, all right? So I know sometimes the identity that we take up, that we'll do more for others, and we're rewarded for that. People respect us for that. But a lot of times, that's sometimes become, and I'm not one of those fitness guys, what's your excuse? What's your excuse? But sometimes, a lot of times throughout this journey, you had to put your business first. You had to put your family first. You had to come through. And I guess you could have slept an hour less, or, you know, didn't have so much comfort food and been in shape. You know, you could. It doesn't matter what was in the past. It's from this day forward. That's all that matters anyway. All right. But sometimes we make an excuse. Again, I don't use that word a lot, right? I know we have all our different priorities. Well, I can't do this. I have to take care of my family. Well, it's just what I do. And it's a convenient excuse, and it's a noble excuse, right? You know, is that really true? And should that stop you from taking care of yourself first? Or is that just a convenient story? I have, you know, coaching clients who I've worked for, and they do have that woven into their story that there's a bigger purpose by them not going to the gym and working, putting themselves first or their fitness. And if you've got a noble reason why, you can tell yourself all day long, forever, that you should get in shape, but you won't. Because it's something more noble for other people. And I want to flip that script. I want to reframe that for you, that you got to take care of yourself first, especially now that we're older. You owe that to them as well as yourself. All right, so it's 2022. I'm going to be with you often. We're going to talk about topical issues, what's in the news, what's in health. Reach out to me. I got a lot of guys that this year they're going to get in shape. Listen to a lot of these podcasts that I talk about here on this platform, and reach out to me for one-on-one coaching. If there's some things that you want some, you know, really attention, some help, so you have this for the rest of your life. It's simplified. You don't have to listen to all the podcasts or watch all the videos or do all that on social media, because you get it right from me. Not me sending you emails back and forth or directing you to videos. You talk on the phone with me every week. We have an hour. The call is recorded. I do this in a very structured way with very successful, determined guys who have a, you know, high standard of themselves. They just haven't put that attention to fitness. Right, so you just avoid all that confusion, frustration, overwhelm. I talk to you like this. And then, you know, after a series of weeks, you have it, and you have it for the rest of your life. Not only do you understand it, I push you. I give you some accountability so you actually feel it in the body. It's not just more information. So reach out to me. You can call me or text me at 925-352-4366. Go to Skip LaCour. Often click the link in the description of this podcast, and go over to skipcore.com, get you started, reach out. You know, I love it when you watch a few of the videos so you get a really good sense of me. A lot of men come up from the podcast and listen to these couple podcasts. So I just know where you are in this journey, and a lot of guys get really excited. I mean, they might listen to half a podcast and they're calling me, hey, what can you do for me, because just the first few minutes of energy. And that's great. I can definitely do that. And when you listen to more podcasts or more videos, you get a better sense of who I am. I do all these podcasts. I talk to you man-to-man, bro-to-bro on all the videos and a lot of them. So that speeds up the process. You know who you're dealing with. I know this is important to you. I want to help you get to the other side. All right, so that's the connection for this week, and some things we can look forward to. Reach out. It's time to take care of you. We have to really take care of our fitness now more than ever, now that we're a little bit older. We've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. There are people counting on us. So let's make sure we live today with a sense of urgency. Let's love with a sense of urgency. Let's produce at the job with a sense of urgency. Obviously, train and eat with a sense of urgency. Live our lives create our destiny, right, our legacy, every single day with a sense of urgency. So that's going to do it for this Workouts for Older Men podcast. Reach out to me. Text me. Send me an email at skip@skipplecore.com. Call me, 925-352-4366. If you got any questions, I'd be more than happy to talk to you, answer those questions for you, and see if a coaching journey is a good fit for you. All right. Have a great day.